Chapter 11. Help for Boone. Patrick went to sleep, but Omri was awake, watching Boone on the bedside table. The cowboy looked very ill. Omri was worried.
This isn't a fun adventure anymore, he thought. It's a big responsibility to feed and protect two little men and their horses, and keep them secret. I can make the Indian woman real, but then what? It will be harder with three of them. They must go home to their people. But first, Boone must recover.
In the night, Boone opened his eyes.
Where am I?
He asked. Little Bull came out of his longhouse and stood by the bed.
What happened?
I shot you. That was bad. I'm happy you didn't die.
I'm happy too, Omri said. Now, Little Bull, you and Boone must make peace and become blood brothers.
Brothers?
Shouted the Indian.
Never! He's my enemy!
Okay,
said Omri.
I'll return the Indian woman to the shop tomorrow.
No, no,
said the Indian.
You must make the Indian woman real. Bring food for us all to eat at the wedding.
But you must have your wedding with your people,
said Omri.
Yes,
Little Bull answered.
We must return to my people, but not tonight. I'm tired. Good night, Brother Boone.
The Indian lay down next to Boone's bed and went to sleep. Quietly, Omri took the plastic Indian woman from his bag and locked her in the cupboard. A minute later, he unlocked the door and opened it a little. Then he got back into bed and waited impatiently. Slowly, the door opened and a beautiful Indian girl appeared. She looked around her and saw Boone sleeping in his bed and Little Bull lying beside him. She walked to them slowly and then sat down next to the sleeping Indian. Suddenly, a noise woke Little Bull and he sat up. He saw the girl immediately. They looked at each other, and then Little Bull spoke to her in a strange language.
Hey, 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 yes.
She answered him, smiling. He put out his hand, and she took it. Little Bull pointed at Boone, and the girl touched Boone's head. She nodded to the Indian, and then they went into the longhouse together.